After saying how Hashem is Gaimel Chasadim Taivim V'Kaine Hakal, Hashem is Kula Chesed, all loving kindness, perfectly and totally altruistic, and created the world and sustains the world from that place of Chesed, we then refer to another type of Chesed. Because after all, this is the bracha of Avram Avinu, this is the bracha of Avais, this is the bracha of Chesed. V'zeicher chaste Avais. He remembers the loving kindness of our forefathers. He remembers the mitzvahs that they did. That's considered a chesed to Hashem. Ezu chesed hamischasedim kainai. To choose to connect to Hashem without wanting any reward. That's a chesed of sorts. More than that, so Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were the ones who forged a path in this world for humanity to be able to connect to Hashem. Hashem created the world for us to have a relationship with Him. That's the ultimate chesed possible. But in order for that chesed to work, to be viable, we have to earn it. In order to earn it, we have to choose it. In order to choose it, we can't be coerced into it. And therefore, Hashem can't force us. Rather, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are able to pave a path. Show us, mere mortals, how we can connect to Hashem. We're enabling Hashem to be Gomel Chesed to us. And that, therefore, is a Chesed to Him. And therefore, the greatest Chesed done to Hashem was by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Zeicher Chaste Avais. They allowed, enabled, facilitated humanity to connect to Hashem. Relationship with Hashem has to be a choice. And the extent to which we are choosing it, the extent to which we are faithful children walking in the paths of our forefathers, then we're part of that story. We're identifying as children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're seeing ourselves as being part of that story. We have our role to play, our contribution to make, to partner with Hashem in order to perfect this world, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in this world, to make a Kiddush Hashem, to bring humanity to the awareness of Hashem, which is exactly what the Avos were doing. So suddenly, the Chesed isn't just flowing one way. It's not just Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Kain HaKol that Hashem creates the world out of Chesed. He remembers V'Zeicher Chaste Avos. He remembers this incredible Chasadim that our forefathers did. But it goes further. What was the Chesed? That Navi Yirmiyahu says, there's another Chesed. Zacharti La Chesed Nuraich. I remember the Chesed of your youth. What was it? Lech Nechacharai Bamid Baberetz Zura. The fact that we as a nation placed our trust in Hashem, to be willing to go into the desert, into the wilderness, not knowing how we were going to be taken care of. The ability to place our trust in Hashem is also considered a chesed. And therefore we recall this chesed Nuraich. We recall the greatness of our forefathers, whether it's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, whether it's the generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We recall the steadfast emunah, the steadfast betachen, the strength of connection that they had with Hashem. We try our hardest to connect to that too, to learn from it, to be able to make our own connection, to be part of that story.